and I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Several police officers were killed in an Israeli airstrike on Saturday. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
On Saturday, at least five police officers were killed in an Israeli strike on a car in the Nusayrat refugee camp, medical officials say. They were taken to hospital at Deir al-Bala and counted by Associated Press journalists. The police are a civilian force distinct from Hamas's military wing. Meanwhile, hundreds attended the funeral for Islam Kamesa, a member of the Islamic Jihad, through the streets of Jenin, killed in an Israeli hit late Friday. Health officials say at least eight people have been injured in that strike and taken to nearby hospitals. The city is a flashpoint in the northern West Bank and is frequently raided by Israeli troops. Airstrikes there were rare before the war broke out in Gaza, but Israel's hit the territory's cities and towns, killing more than 500 people. I'm Charles Villadesma.
After 20 years in the country, Iraq's prime minister has told the United Nations it is time to move on. VOA United Nations correspondent Margaret Bashir has more.
The UN Assistance Mission for Iraq, or UNAMI, was established in 2003. But 20 years on, Iraq has told the UN it is time for its political mission to go. Iraq's envoy says the country is stable, terrorism is contained, and Baghdad and Kurdish authorities are trying to work out their differences. In Iraq, not everyone agrees the UN mission should leave.
Most Kurdish parties, Sunni parties, many of the minorities are concerned.
UNAMI's current term expires at the end of May, and the Security Council will decide in the coming days how to respond to Iraq's drawdown request. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israel-Hamas war protests continue on U.S. college campuses. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
A group protesting the war in Gaza and demanding University of Chicago divest from companies doing business with Israel temporarily took over the Institute of Politics building on the school's campus Friday. According to the Chicago Sun-Times, campus police using riot shields scuffled with protesters. In Philadelphia at the University of Pennsylvania, police say 19 people, six of them students, were taken into custody Friday night after an attempt to occupy a building. Coming a week after an encampment had been broken up, students and others have set up tent encampments on campuses around the country to protest the Israel-Hamas war and demand colleges cut financial ties with Israel. I'm Julie Walker.
Yemen's Houthi rebels hit an oil tanker in the Red Sea with a ballistic missile, damaging the Panama-flagged Greek-owned vessel in their latest assault over the Israel-Hamas war. Though the Houthis did not immediately claim the assault early Saturday, it comes as they claim to have shot down another U.S. military MQ-9 Reaper drone over Yemen and have launched other attacks on shipping. The attack around 1 a.m. struck the oil tanker Wind, which recently docked in Russia and was bound for China. That's according to the U.S. Military Central Command. Both China and Russia maintain ties over military equipment and oil to Iran, the Houthis' main benefactor. A Taliban official says flash floods from heavy seasonal rains in western Afghanistan have killed at least 50 people and dozens remain missing, adding the death toll was based on preliminary reports and might rise. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Spokesman for the provincial governor, Abdul Wahid Hamas, says a hard-hit province of Ghor has suffered significant financial losses. This after thousands of homes and properties were damaged and hundreds of hectares of agricultural land destroyed following Friday's floods. Last week, the UN Food Agency said the exceptionally heavy rains in Afghanistan killed more than 300 people. Most of those occurred in the province of Baghlan. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Pakistan has asked its nationals in Kyrgyzstan to stay indoors after mobs attacked foreigners in the capital Friday night over some unknown dispute with migrants. According to local media, the violence began last week following a clash between Kyrgyz people and foreigners in Bishkek. In a statement, Pakistan's foreign ministry said Saturday that its embassy in Bishkek was in contact with the Kyrgyz government to ensure the safety and security of its nationals after last night's riots in the city. A number of students were treated at a local hospital in Bishkek, they said. Thousands of Pakistani are studying or working in Kyrgyzstan. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.